Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin this new week of fresh, never-before-heard broadcasts and podcasts, discovering who God is, I would like to begin in prayer and then make an announcement before getting into the Bible. If you are a person of prayer, please join me. Our God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us in safety and with clear minds to this new day and a brand new week. Draw us in quiet, away from the noise and busyness of this world, so that we can learn of you and your ways. Make us attentive to your holy and inspired and perfect word. This is the Bible we cherish, and we want to understand and apply this to our lives. Thank you that this is the day you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lead us, guide us, protect us from ourselves and from the evil one. Transform us into the people you want us to be. You be the teacher. All of us, myself included, myself first and foremost, the student. We pray for listeners who are new, recently joining us, even right now is this person's first time. We pray you will bring along these women and men with us into our ongoing journey of discovery in the biblical text. We look to you. We love you. We praise you. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. As you know, if you've been with us on Friday, we finished our discussion on Genesis chapter 3 specific verses. We reached back into the God Is archives for that, and I trust it was helpful to you that God used it to benefit you in some way. We opened this year of 2023, or 2023, however you say it, with that series, which sets up nicely to return to the 8th chapter of the New Testament book of Romans. Having discussed sin and God's judgment on the sin of Satan, Eve, and Adam, we now come to the salvation from sin that God provides to anyone who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Romans chapter 8 and verses 28 through 30 gives us an in-depth look at God's golden chain of salvation, or what is known as the order of salvation. As we have understood the depths of our own sin, now we can better understand the depths of God's mercy and grace towards us by providing to us Jesus, who is the way to saving us from our sins. This is how I see Genesis 3, verses 14 through 19, 22 and 23, connecting to Romans 8, verses 28 through 30. I say returning to Romans 8 because if you are a longtime listener, which many of you are, then you know we have already had a lot to say about Romans 8, verse 28. In fact, before Christmas last year, we committed 27 episodes to that one verse. Let me read Romans 8, 28 and get it back on your mind. The Bible says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Obviously, I am not going to repeat for you now everything that has already been said about this. What I want to do today and carry into the next few days is to just give you a summary. This summary will bridge us into the remainder of verse 28, and then in the days and weeks ahead, verses 29 and 30 of Romans 8 as well. However, let's say you are someone who would like to hear what insights I already gave on this verse. Maybe you heard it the first time, but want a refresher? Maybe you are new to God Is and would like to hear it for the very first time. Well, I have good news. Due to some upgrades we have recently made to the God Is website, you can easily hear the first 27 episodes dedicated to this verse. And you say, well, how do I do that? Well, let me tell you, it is easy. Get online and visit the website godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. To those of you already listening to this as a podcast, you already know this. But for those of you on the radio, simply punch into your web browser godisministry.org. Then you will be on our homepage. And this is new. You will see a link marked series, and underneath that, a link marked God Saves. Click that link marked God Saves, and boom, you will see all 27 episodes for Romans 8 and verse 28. You can listen to them for the first time, or for the second, third, fourth, however many times you want. You can listen to them all or only the ones that interest you. If you think I talk too fast, you can slow me down. If you think I talk too slow, you can speed me up so that I talk at 2 times my normal speed. Did you get that? You can really make it go quickly or slowly. You can go through them slowly or quickly. In fact, you could listen to them all by this time tomorrow. And then you will be very ready and well prepared to jump back into Romans chapter 8. Now that is one revision we have made to the God Is website. We are making previous series more accessible to you. And here's a second revision. And I really like this. I hope you will too. Each day that I speak to you, I work off of a prepared script. I do a lot of preparation and writing before I ever say a word. And listeners have asked if they could have the manuscripts so that they can follow along reading what I say as they listen to my words. The idea is that you will get more out of it by reading or rereading later what is said in addition to just hearing the content. This is especially true for visual learners. Okay, if this interests you, again, just go to godisministry.org and click on a recent podcast, even today's. And on that particular podcast, you will see a link in the right corner that says Read Along. When you click Read Along, voila, up pops the script that matches the day's audio. Everything I say is written there right on your screen for you to follow and or to print, read over, and maybe insert in your Bible. We did this to make God Is an even easier learning experience for you and friends and family you invite to join us. Just click Read Along on the specific podcast you want to listen to. And one note, we are currently in the process of making these revisions for older series. So if you want to go back a couple of years and listen according to series, please be patient with us while we work to get those older series uploaded to the website. This is a work in progress, and it's just my wife and I working on this after our friend and web designer Daniel put the technology in place and taught us how to use it. So your patience with us is greatly appreciated. We've started with the most recent content and we'll get to the older content later. Now, why am I bringing all this up today? Here's why. We studied Romans 8, verse 28. Then we had our Christmas series. Then this series from the archives in Genesis 3. And now we go back again to Romans 8, verses 28 to 30. So, how do we connect the two parts on Romans? Well, we built you this bridge. Visit godisministry.org today and listen to all the podcasts under the series God Saves. Again, godisministry.org and click God Saves. This is right at the center of the homepage. Trust me, you cannot miss it. And for the benefit of us all, and especially those without access to the computer and the internet, let's embark on a summary of what we have learned thus far. To do this, let me read again the text, and this time I am going to read all of Romans 8, verses 28 through 30. Please be attentive to the Word of God for you. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. By way of review, I remind us that we began at the beginning with the phrase, "and we know." That conjunction, "and," places this verse in the context of what comes before it, a chapter full of God and the action of God in the lives of every Christian person. Read Romans chapter 8 and see this for yourself. God is mentioned 74 times in this chapter. God. The title of our series is God Saves. That is why. It is definitely God who does the saving of us. And just that one little word, linking verse 28 to the verses before it, lends us this insight. We will continue this summary tomorrow. As you sense, I really want to encourage you to visit our website, godisministry.org, and click the series link, God Saves, and then press read along if you want. Would you be willing to check this out? Give me any feedback if you'd like, and see how this works out for you. Again, all of this to enhance your learning experience right here together on God Is. In fact, it's time for me to go, but I'll be right back here tomorrow, Lord willing, as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.